I have entitled this lecture The Real Vyasa Puja. I've made some notes and I will take help of them. Since Vyasadev, the Lord in his form of giving the Vedic scriptures, is the Adi Guru or original spiritual master of all who follow the Vedic principles or the Vedic way, the worship of the spiritual master through the help or the agency of Vedavyasa or Vyasadeva is called Vyasa Puja. In other words, when we celebrate our spiritual master, we do not only celebrate the person, although we certainly express our gratitude to the person, but we pay our obeisances to the dhara, the line of spiritual teachers, which comes from Lord Krishna. There is an interesting Vyasa Puja ceremony of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was on his 50th birthday, where he said, Vyasadev means the puja of all Gaudiya Vaishnav Acharyas. We just worship Krishna's mercy, really, who comes in the form of the spiritual master into our life. And there is also a mantra which has to be recited in the Vyasa Puja in our Gaudiya line. And when you hear this mantra, you will see what the real Vyasa Puja means. I will read it to you in Sanskrit, and those who are, have read the books often, they can understand from the Sanskrit what is being said. But I will also, for our very new, brand new followers in Krishna consciousness, translated for you. We have added one particular name to this list, and you will definitely hear it. This is the mantra. Shidamudara Svarupa Shirupa Shishanatan Shri Raghunata Jiva Bhata Yoga Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Adi Srimad Bhakti Vinod Srimad Gaur Kishore Das Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Padanka Savebhyo Gurave Namaha. The translation is it's an offering of obeisances to all these great teachers who have appeared in this dhara, in this stream or this line. I offer my obeisances to the footprints of all the gurus. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, oh, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, the devotees beginning with Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now this is a line, as I have said. I would like to refer to this line in a more helpful analogy. It's a stream which comes from the spiritual world, reaches almost like I only know the German word, tangente, in this material world. And unlike any other streams, this stream picks a conditioned soul up and flows up again, finally into the spiritual world. And in this way, this circle, this dhara, this life-saving stream of the parampara, is active in all generations, in all times, in all places, actually, and circumstances. Because if you study really the Guru principle, you might meet the Guru when you are on a morning walk, and you look into the sky, and you see how nature acts as a Shiksha Guru by sending you some birds who teach you something. So this stream of enlightenment, this dhara, this parampara, which goes through Diksha Guru, Vatman Pradaksha Gurus, and also Shiksha Gurus, is coming from the Lord and picking us up and bringing us back to the Lord. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, where it is described how this, you can say, saving soul actions of the parampara takes place. And I will read it directly in English to you, and a little bit from a purport by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Here is the verse for you. It talks about the completely surrendered devotees who have made a journey. They have crossed the ocean of nations. But although they have gone and they have crossed, they have left on our side a method to help us condition soul. Here's the verse. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nations, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Yes. So I always used to wonder what in this verse, I mean, the content of the verse is very clear. It said that the acharyas give a certain method which, although they have left, stays with us. And when we pick up this method and use it in our life, Krishna in his mercy accepts it, and so on. But I always wanted to know what exactly is the boat in the analogy which they leave. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has expressed this. Leaving the boat on the bank means that the devotees establish bhakti movements and then cross the ocean of material existence. By this act, others are able to cross over the ocean of repeated birth and death. No, they take part in these bhakti movements. Though the material influence gets completely destroyed, the devotees remain here. I mean, this is only an expression of humility of these devotees. For them, the material world is compared to the water in a calf's hoof print, because the water in the calf's hoof print is actually purifying and praiseworthy. It means the devotees, these great devotees who have given us the method, they may stay in this world, but the world has become a happy place for them. So this is... Thank you for your musical underlining of this point. Is this maybe a burst impression? I'm now very... maybe it's a burst impression. Something happens now. Maybe a parrot comes flying in on the signal. Or an elephant. This was the signal for the elephant. Hare Krishna. So, yes. This is the verse and this is the purpose. Now, for what do we do on a Vyasa Puja? Well, we express our gratitude. I feel this expression of gratitude is always a way to connect to each other. When we learn to say thank you for your efforts to help me, this it's important to say thank you. I think while I was lecturing here, don't know really when, I mentioned that gratitude is a very important exercise for a person who wants to develop love. To love is on a very high level and requires a lot of character strengths and a lot of maturity to love in a mature way. Now, to come to this level, I feel we need to go into a school. A German poet, Novalis, demanded, we need a school where we can learn to love. True. And I always think the first class in the school is to really be able to express gratitude. The moment you express gratitude, you will feel very, very loving. I have been in many ceremonies, Vyasa Puja ceremonies. Most of them were my own, but some of them were also of God brothers. I mean, I'm not thinking now of the Vyasa Puja ceremonies for Srila Prabhupada. I'm thinking of those. And I've always noticed when devotees enter into this process of offering or showing and expressing their gratitude, a very tender atmosphere spreads, a very soft atmosphere, a very loving atmosphere spreads, so which has often induced devotees to say that they wish to have every day a Vyasa Puja. No one stops you to express your gratitude. I know that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would be in the habit to every day write a letter to Srila Prabhupada. And many, if not most, were letters of gratitude. Or we can practice gratitude in relationship to Krishna by thanking him for the opportunities which he gives us. And as we do so and go deeper into this, then, oh, Dinadayal, you are suffering from tiredness. Or is it hay fever? Swollen eye? Oh, Krishna, feeling very sorry for you. I will also look at Jai Gopal now, how he is doing at the moment. Hare Krishna, Jai Gopal. Please be happy, don't look miserable. But if you have something on the face, thank you for being nevertheless with us. Gratitude. We have to practice gratitude. Dinadayal, if you are grateful for that pain which you have, by thinking, managing to feel, oh Krishna, you gave me this. Maybe you want to tell me something. And you go into this. I can really guarantee you, your pain will turn into happiness. This exercise of gratitude is so important that Queen Kunti said, you can measure the greatness of a person, the strength of his character, by his ability to express gratitude. So, yes, on this day we express gratitude, but I would like to say, no need to only express gratitude in relationship to the spiritual master, do so also in relationship to Krishna, because you need to learn to love. Otherwise, what is a life without love? It's just a dry heart. And don't mistake love for lust. It's just the greatest mistake one can do. Just this feeling of love is a very important. The stream or river of love needs to flow in our heart It needs to be freed from the dam of selfishness and so on. And gratitude is a very easy and yet so absolutely effective method to do so. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. I would like to say how Sandipani Muni received the gratitude of Krishna himself, who acted as his disciple. Sandipani Muni was so glad when Krishna had done a menial service for him to express his gratitude. Krishna had collected wood to burn in the yagya. Such a menial servant. So then Sandipani Muni saw this offering of gratitude which the Supreme Personality of Godhead offered to teach us stone-hearted people a lesson. Sandipani Muni was moved and said, he addressed Krishna and his classmate Sudama, "Oh my children, you have suffered so much for my sake. The body is most dear to every living creature, but you are so dedicated to me that you completely disregarded your own comfort. And this indeed is the duty of all true disciples, to repay the debt to their spiritual master by offering him with pure hearts their wealth and even their very lives. If you want to enter into the stream of love, start with gratitude, start with the devotees, and go to Krishna." Sandipani Muni said, in effect, all true disciples should repay the debt to their guru by offering their body, which is the basis of the material conception of I, and all their assets, which is the basis of the conception of mine. In other words, our ego, which is now there thinking of I and me, can be effectively purified if we start to offer our gratitude through the service to Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna. How to offer one's gratitude? Well, is it really that we have to give money? I noticed yesterday Kunya Vihari's Prabhu, as the priest, had to explain to you that you give a Guru Dakshin. And while he was explaining it, he felt the need, especially in our money-oriented times, to say that please don't think that Navasachidanand Swami is greedy for money. This is not a mistake. I mean, he felt the need to explain it. 400 years ago or so, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also felt the need to explain what it means to give one's wealth to the spiritual master, because he noticed that mostly disciples are poor. And he then, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said very nicely, he said, "Well, if you want to really show your gratitude to your spiritual master, you should share that what he has given to you, and which is of worth to you, with other people. In other words, you should speak to others about Krishna, and enlighten them in the means to do Krishna Kirtan and Sankirtan and so on." I knew from my own life in relationship to Srila Prabhupada. I wrote him a few letters, and Srila Prabhupada had been very kind, although he had so many disciples. He had 5,000 while he was with us, and but he showed on a few occasions some attention to his unworthy disciple, which was very important for me at that time. I remember Srila Prabhupada once got a letter from us when we were preaching in Afghanistan, And Prabhupada was very, very moved by our endeavors to reach the Afghanistanis. Prabhupada had once seen an Afghanistani devotee who was high on hashish, because there they grow so much hashish. And this person was just so disturbing that Prabhupada said, at that time, we don't need men from Afghanistan. he was just so impossible and so disturbing, even dangerous to Prabhupada, because he was high on this hashish or whatever. It's grown in Afghanistan, I don't know. But then we went to Afghanistan. I thought Prabhupada would tell us when he would receive our letter, we don't need men from Afghanistan, go somewhere else and preach. But no, he said, it's very nice, he's very grateful that we preach. And he said, he made it clear, if you want to express your gratitude towards me, then you should also preach. He said like this, in some ways you should preach Krishna consciousness. And I felt also today, I got a letter in the morning of a devotee who, just like me, is thinking we need new ways to contact the spiritually interested people, and who has a modest yoga program, and who connects the people with Matsya Avatar Prabhu's Centro Bhaktivedanta Studio Centrale. And he told about his efforts and how he sees how so many intelligent people are attracted in this way, and he felt maybe they are not so attracted if they only see us dancing in the street and not communicating with them at all, except for shouting very loud Haribol. So I felt immediately, this devotee or this disciple is so much on my own wavelengths. I feel also so much and like that. And my Prabhupada used to say to us, use your brain to spread Krishna consciousness. And then we made a music band, Gauranga Bhajan, some band, and it was not Gauranga Bhajan band when Prabhupada was present, but we invited him to some programs which we gave, more like a music band. And Prabhupada wrote letter after letter how he liked these programs. And he said, we have to use our brain how to connect with the people. And so I felt, when I received this letter, very much connected to this disciple. He was actually in the same heartbeat. So yeah, so this is my official, my traditional Vyasa Puja address to all of you. I will now tell you about my doubts. It is a non-traditional part. It is very serious. You will hear more about this, and you might be well advised to listen very carefully. Just like all of you doubt sometimes, I also have doubts. I do not have doubts in my spiritual master, nor do I have doubts in chanting and in the process outlined by Rupa Goswami. In fact, I must tell you very honestly, I'm so absolutely convinced of this. And not only that, it's not an intellectual thing, because as I grow older, especially after this traumatic incident, I'm a simple man. I'm not very intelligent and intellectual. I joined when I was a child, and I like to stay a child in some ways. You can live more happy, you know. The mind, who needs a mind? You know, this is thinking. Of course, I reflect a lot. I do think very much. I don't think thinking is bad, but I think it's necessary. So the more I grow older in spiritual life, I'm convinced by my own thinking, by my own reflections, by my prayers, and also by my practical experience. I so much Yesterday I invited Kishori and Madhva Muni up into the room and I said, how could you know my heart? This is where I like to be, with my Bibek chanting and my associates are parrots and the Yamuna is in front of me and sometimes I feel Krishna is present on the bank of the Yamuna. This is very much my dream, my hope, my life, and even when I'm sitting here, I feel protected. I feel authentic. I feel okay. My doubt is not in these things. My doubt is, it's a very difficult to express it. Do we apply the process of Krishna consciousness really in the proper way? Because I have seen, like all of you have seen, with a heart full of pain, that so many devotees go away from the process. I have seen this. And I know that Prabhupada was very much thinking about this. He was very much aware of this. So, therefore, sometimes I'm thinking, does this really work? Or can it work? Not just for a dinosauria called Satchinandan Swami. I'm happy. It's my life. It's wonderful. But does it work for a great amount of people? I sometimes do have this doubt. I must admit to you, very honestly. Once again, Krishna consciousness will work, but it has to be presented and practiced in a way which is relevant to the people. And I don't think we have, as of yet, found the way how to do it for the majority of devotees. Something which makes me restless. I can't sleep because of this. I feel all my life is divided in two parts. That is, practicing Krishna consciousness and giving Krishna consciousness to others. Now, do I well on the second part? Do I really please Srila Prabhupada? And what could be better ways of presenting it? But then when this comes and it's a intense period, it's a very, it is difficult for me to live with this doubt. But then I see something like what I saw yesterday morning and I forget about the doubt. I was in the hotel, I came down in the hotel, and then I saw the people in the hotel who looked so miserable, you know, like they look after a night. They look as if they have been bitten by rats the whole night, you know, and they're just so miserable. And yes, I know it's miserable. It must be terrible for you. You know, they're smoking. They looked so disturbed in their faces. And yes, most of them had just showered their fingertips, and that was all. And they felt a little bit the mode of ignorance, I believe, or something. So I looked there and I really said, I said my best dobro yutre. And then I went out and I looked into the other house and I saw the clean, shiny faces of Vetrane and his wife Indira and some other devotees I saw. And they just looked so effulgent, like young angels. And I compared the two. And I thought, I told to Ananda Gopal, Ananda Gopal, I think this process works. I've just seen this angel-like devotees. And then I totally forgot all my doubts, you know. So I must admit to you, I'm in between these two things. When I look at those, Satsvarup Maharaj called it the legacy of the the stars which have stopped to shine, you know, then I feel this. Then when I see the young devotees who have looked like these people which I saw just maybe half a year earlier like that, then I feel this process works. Then I go to the temple, and then the doubt again comes. Yes, Sachinandan Swami, it works in the beginning, but it doesn't work for a long time. Then the doubt is again there. The ghost which has left me again comes back. Now, what do I do with this doubt? I speak with it about it with my God brothers and ask them what they think. And I met one God brother the other day. His name is Matsya Avatar Prabhu. I really didn't know him very well, only that he looked very sympathetic. And I asked him, what do you think about this doubt which I sometimes have? And have you also seen that that young devotees who get this process of Krishna consciousness, who apply it, are so enlivened, but then our old devotees are not so, sometimes so enlivened, even if they are Prabhupada disciples? What do you think about this? And then he smiled, because he's looking at everything from a psychological perspective. And he says, I have thought about this, Maharaj. Do you want to hear my thoughts? Yes, please explain. And he said, a woman is inspired when he feels an impulse, a mission, which relates. And he stops being inspired if the impulse is gone. Impulse, how do we say impulse? Impulse, yes. Stimuli. For instance, in a relationship, when he feels a woman meets a man and a man, you know, and they feel some stimulus. Or we are good together. We can somehow help each other, and we can go through life, and we can make something wonderful. A little family and maybe a house and good friends, and, you know, we can do something together. It's a stimulus. But you all know when the stimulus is no longer there in the relationship, then a relationship can become dry and questions can be raised as to whether or not the relationship should at all be continued, right? This is a question which comes, and many relationships break nowadays because of this stimulus. So what I would like to share with you is that each one has a responsibility, I feel, to look for stimuli or impulses, and they are different at different stages of our life. When we are young, we obviously feel inspired by just the things which we can understand. I felt, for instance, felt so inspired when I got a dhoti and I was allowed to wear the dhoti on the Jungfernstieg. That's a very, very noble street in Hamburg. And because I always liked to shock people when I was young, and I knew many people who knew my family would go through this Jungfernstieg, and my teacher would go, that he was the most important for me to shock. I had my dhoti on. It was only up to the knees, you know. I must have looked as ridiculous as this. No, this parrot even looks wonderful, but, you know. And I danced very jubilantly, especially when Herr Förster came by, my German teacher, and then he was Sozi, sociology teacher, and then when my German teacher, whom I hated, Herr Dr. Theiss, when he came by, wow, I danced very wildly. So that was the beginner's enthusiasm, which very immature and unspiritual motives And now when I'm older, I need another stimulus and a new dhoti and whatever inspired me then. I intuitively became aware of this point with the stimulus and the providing new stimuli in my life when the North European zone came crashing down like the Tower of Babylon, and there was a lot of upset in the aftermath. Then I began to very seriously go on pilgrimages because I felt at the holy places I felt closer to my Lord, and I could get answers, many answers directly in my heart, and could try to understand. Now, after I have been a year away from the preaching, I have thought very deeply what do I like to do for Krishna now? And I have seen I'm a person like Madhva and Kishori. They have seen that they know me very well. Yes, this is a retreat situation. I like to lead retreats on different subject matters. But since I'm also a preacher, I want to have a very exciting and very relevant and model in which I present Krishna consciousness in a dress which everyone will go, wow, wow, I must be connected to this. And I'm working with some devotees on this, and Gadadha is here, he has come, although he was ill the whole week and so on, and he helps very much in this. He has very exciting ideas for preaching, very mature ideas. Ratnabhushana is here, and he has also thought very deeply about it, and they help. And we have just this morning worked on. I'm even working here when I have birthday on it with one devotee, Nandarani Priya, who is a doctor of oncology. You can ask her what that is. Has to do with cancer, and we will develop a fantastic immortality seminar. I have given her some work to research and so on. That's a very exciting thing where I feel really, wow, that must be done. And also the congregational preaching is something where I feel the future of our movement lies. So I have found a stimuli, impulse in my life, and I can see it's going very well. And I've written to a god brother of mine, a very old disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a very favorite disciple, who is a multi-billionaire. I've said, Maharaj, after 1 year, I have found a new stimuli, which brings me out of the vortex of the past. Vortex is something which goes down. Wirbel. And he wrote back, Maharaj, when can we meet? Can you see me in Atlanta, please? Or anywhere, you know, in the ocean or anywhere. We have to talk. Yes, it's very, very important for all of us, older or younger, to think about a stimuli and to not give up looking for that stimuli in our spiritual lives. My request to you on this birthday is to look for your stimuli. When you feel less inspired, it's a challenge for you. You might not have found the stimuli which you require at this stage. Now start looking for it. Don't just hang out and just go back from where you have come from, but just look for that. And I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, that with this new stimuli, you can do wonderful things. See, in this world, there is one law, the law of diminishing interest. Because this happens when we had one stimuli, and this stimuli doesn't carry us any longer. Then our interest in this thing which we are doing goes down. Then we need another stimuli. It's a world of upside down. Hare Krishna, anyways, I'm already feeling the vibration. When do you stop? We want to celebrate your birthday now. And I agree, we should now celebrate. I'm very sorry, but what can I do? These are the things I'm really thinking about. It's not, it's really, my whole cells are vibrating like this. How can it work for you, and how can it work for me? This is all I really think about, and I just can't help it. It just it hits me. So, sorry, I was too long, I know. Hare Krishna. Thank you for being patient with me. Srila Prabhupada ki Sisi Gaunitai ki Gau Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna. Jai! He has come to the end, finally. No, Shalom Se, I'm joking.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, we really like to hear these words from you, so please continue, and we will try to satisfy. This is our desire and our duty to your desire. So please feel free always. Tell us what's on your heart. Thank you. Now we will go on with our program. I would like to request Sangeeta Prabhupada.